Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A man is dead after a shooting in Durham. Coming up, I'll tell you where it happened and what investigators are focusing on.
Memorial Day travel is ramping up beginning today. This is a live look out at RDU right now. We'll tell you what airlines are doing to ensure passengers aren't caught in the middle of another travel meltdown like the one we saw last summer.
It's always nice to know we're not the only ones up at this hour. Our temperatures are feeling cool in Roxborough. It's 43. It's looking a little warmer down south. Today is the day we begin to see the transition to a wetter pattern. We'll take a good look at the weekend coming up. And you can see the disappointment as Canes fans watch the team's hopes for the Stanley Cup come to an end with a sweep by the Panthers in the Eastern Conference Final. Canes put up a good fight there in Florida, but it was just not meant to be. Bounces did not go their way. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday. We're glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're going to get people headed in the right way today on our Thursday as we get started. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. With another start like yesterday, huh?
Today's going to feel very much like yesterday. We're starting off with cloudy skies this morning. It is going to be a little breezy this afternoon. We'll see a few breaks in the clouds later on today. Temperatures are right where they were yesterday and for the last several days. 53 degrees is our temperature as you're heading out the door this morning. And it's a little warmer down south. 64 in Clinton, 61 in Fayetteville, and a little cooler there in Roxborough at 43. So we do have a wide range in our temperatures. But most of us are starting off in the 50s this morning. Hour by hour, we'll take it on up to low 70s at lunchtime and into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon with a little bit of sunshine. Today's day is fairly dry, but of course, we're watching very closely to see what happens over the weekend. We're still on track to see maybe some showers rolling in late on Friday. Some of the high-resolution models that are coming in want to bring that rain in a little earlier on Friday. Still looking like a wet day for us on Saturday with rain for most of the day and a 60% chance. Looking wet, too, for Sunday and a chance of some scattered storms on Monday. We'll continue to go through this. I'll show you the hour-by-hour forecast coming up.
Elizabeth, thank you. Breaking news right now in Durham. A man is dead after an early morning shooting. This happened just after midnight on Ganyard Farm Way, right off Holloway Street. Michael Grace is there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Michael, police are still there?
Yeah, that's right. They've got the mobile command center here, which means they're probably going to be here for the foreseeable future. And they've been focusing in on a car that's parked here in the middle of the street. I'm going to step behind the camera and give you a better look at what investigators are focusing on. That car I mentioned right here in the middle of the street, you can see that orange cone, the evidence marker right there, and the car door actually slightly open. Now, besides being in the mobile command center, these investigators have been hovering around that car, so we're still trying to figure out how this plays a part into this investigation. The other big thing we're focusing on is getting the name of that person who died and if police have any leads on a potential shooter. We're going to keep you updated once we get those answers. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Today marks the first day of peak travel as millions hit the roads and skies for the Memorial Day weekend. The pressure is mounting for airlines to reassure passengers they have everything under control following last year's meltdowns. WRAL's Naya Harden joins us from RDU with a look at what folks may encounter when they get out there. What AAA predicts to be the third busiest Memorial Day weekend in more than 20 years, Naya.
That's right, Jeff, and this could be the busiest Memorial Day travel that we've seen since 2005. Let me just give you a taste of what we're seeing already this morning. I'm going to step out of the way as we show you here what things are looking like at the airport as TSA is preparing to see 10 million passengers going through checkpoints this weekend. Today, RDU will explain how they plan to keep travel going after last Memorial Day and summer left passengers stranded. Airlines were understaffed and experienced record delays. Now, airline companies have promised this summer will be better. To make things easier, TSA will allow for teens under 17 to use TSA PreCheck with parents. Travel experts still warn that passengers need to reset their expectations.
I tell people, pack your patience. You need to understand that airlines don't have all the flights and as many flights as they did pre-pandemic. So you just got to factor that in, use travel insurance or have it in your back pocket in case there is a delayed, a misconnection, things like that.
Hardy will be speaking this morning, and we will have the latest information on what they have to say on the WRAL News app. Nia Hardin, WRAL News in Wake County.
95. That's the number of charges a Harnett County teacher accused of sex acts with students is facing this morning. A judge set the bond for Denny Dalton at nearly $1 million. The sheriff's office says all of the crimes happened during school hours at Triton High School. WRAL learned Dalton resigned immediately after officials approached him about the accusations. This morning, parents are filled with frustration, questions, and concerns.
That's scary, man. It makes me want to pull my kid out and say, okay, homeschool or different school, or, I mean, I don't know. Especially having this one here, I couldn't imagine.
According to court documents, at least five of the victims range in age from 13 to 16 years old.
The family of an 18-year-old is now planning her funeral instead of her graduation after a murder-suicide in Fayetteville. Authorities say Nazir Scott shot Tatiana Haywood before turning the gun on himself. Haywood died at the scene. Scott died at the hospital. Sources tell WRAL the two were in a relationship and Haywood was set to graduate from high school in 2 weeks. Investigators are working to find out what started a fire at an apartment complex in North Raleigh. This happened on Heathridge Court off Lynn Road just after 8 last night. About 36 Raleigh firefighters responded to help put the fire out. They were able to contain the fire to one apartment. No one was hurt.
Improving school safety will be top of mind in Orange County today. The School System Safety Task Force will meet to discuss ways to better protect students and teachers. You're invited to attend to share your opinions and ask questions. The meeting is set for 5:30 this afternoon at the Witted Building on Tryon Street in Hillsboro.
A busy Garner Road is back open this morning after a hit-and-run crash. Garner police closed Timber Road for several hours overnight. They say a car plowed through small trees in the median before crashing near Vandora Springs Road. Police say the driver got out and hid in the bushes before officers were able to catch him. A passenger in the car was rushed to the hospital. We're working to get an update on that person's condition and about the charges the driver may face.
And with that goal, the Carolina Hurricane season is over. Matthew Tkachuk scored with 4 seconds left to give the Florida Panthers the win in game 4-3. Fans weren't happy with the result, but they're staying positive.
It's disheartening, this crowd out here, but I'll say, Kaniac showed out tonight. We're down 3-0, had a crowd here tonight. So, you know, there's always next season, and there will be a big next season.
Hundreds of fans came out for the watch party in Raleigh last night, which included a special appearance from the Canes mascot, Stormy.
A candlelight vigil will take place tonight in Minneapolis to commemorate 3 years now since the death of George Floyd. Floyd died on this day in 2020 when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Floyd was being arrested after a store clerk accused him of using a counterfeit $20 bill. His death led to protests and, in some cases, riots, calling for police reform around the country, including here in Raleigh, in a push toward racial justice and equity. Now, three police officers are now serving prison sentences for their role in Floyd's death. A fourth was convicted and will be sentenced later this year.
A vigil is growing outside Tina Turner's home in Switzerland this morning. Tributes are filling social media as well after the legendary queen of rock and roll died yesterday at the age of 83. Here at home, WRAL spoke with the Fayetteville State University graduate and Broadway actor who had a rare look at the megastar's life. Dionne Relaford Lee was in the cast of the Tina Turner musical on Broadway from January until August of last year. He told WRAL he was grateful to have helped tell her story.
It was really sad. It was shocking. I mean, I spent months of my life telling her story. And like diving into the parts of her existence that were like really hard and traumatic, but the things that kind of made her who she is.
Relaford Lee was in the ensemble for Tina Turner, the musical, and understudied for the role of her ex-husband, Ike Turner.
People living in Cumberland County will get a better idea today of how their tax dollars will be used next year. County Manager Clarence Greer will present his recommended budget this evening. The presentation for fiscal year 2024, which begins in July, starts at 7 p.m. It'll be broadcast live on the Cumberland County YouTube channel.
President Joe Biden is expected to announce his pick today for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We told you weeks ago that he's set to name Charles Q. Brown as the military's top officer. Brown currently serves as the Air Force Chief of Staff General. If confirmed, he would be the second black man to serve in this high-ranking position, following General Colin Powell.
Just a week away from a deadline to avoid a potential economic crisis, and there's still no deal to raise the national debt ceiling. This is a live look from the U.S. Capitol right now, where House lawmakers will go into recess today. They'll be called back if a vote is needed on a debt ceiling deal. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Wednesday negotiations are making progress. President Biden has mostly stayed silent. Republicans want big cuts to social programs before they agree to raise the debt ceiling.
It is not my fault that the Democrats cannot give up on their spending.
This is a manufactured crisis, plain and simple.
If there's no deal by June 1st, the country could fail to pay its loans for the first time ever. The ratings agency Fitch just put U.S. credit on a negative watch, meaning it might face a rating downgrade. 441 right now, disgraced attorney and convicted killer Alec Murdaugh is facing more legal trouble.
What we're learning about the dozens of new federal charges against him this morning. Plus.
Sorry about that. We've got so many people here that I think we are kind of melting the server.
A technical glitch overshadows an unconventional presidential announcement. It was by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. A new reaction this morning to that social media meltdown.
And you're taking a live look at Sanford. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRS Severe Weather Center, tracking how high temperatures will climb today as we prepare for a rainy Memorial Day weekend.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:45. It's nice and quiet here in Apex this morning as we take a live look down Salem Street. All is looking good. Today's going to stay nice and dry, but tomorrow we're going to start to see some of that rain creeping in, and we're going to go over it with Futurecast in just a few minutes. 46 in Lewisburg. It's 49 in Tarboro. 61, though, in Irwin, and 63 in Goldsboro. We're seeing some warmer temperatures in the south this morning, and it's actually a little bit cooler in the north. So a bigger spread in temperatures this morning than we've seen the last several days. We're going to climb up into the low 70s at lunchtime, and we'll be in the mid-70s. For highs this afternoon, with a few peaks of sunshine in the afternoon. Again, we're not looking at any rain today, but we, of course, will see it over the weekend. We're still trending quite wet. I'll show you what the timeline will be coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Classes are returning to normal today at Alston Ridge Middle School in Cary after a bomb threat. WRO Sky 5 flew over Alston Ridge Middle as students were evacuated yesterday. The school says it found the threat on a Google document. Police say they searched the campus, they didn't find anything, and the threat was determined not credible.
Disgraced attorney and convicted killer Alec Murdaugh is now facing and indicted on 22 new federal charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office in South Carolina says it is connected to Murdaugh stealing money from his clients. On Wednesday, prosecutors say Murdaugh cheated his late housekeeper's estate and insurance carriers out of millions of dollars. Murdaugh's lawyers say he's cooperating with the investigation and wants to resolve everything without a trial. Murdaugh is currently serving two life sentences for killing his wife and son.
Ron DeSantis is officially in the running for president in 2024, but his announcement came with some big glitches. DeSantis made his announcement on a Twitter audio live stream hosted by Elon Musk. It was plagued with technical problems and delayed by nearly 30 minutes.
So they just keep crashing, huh?
Yeah, I think we've got just a massive number of people online, so it's servers are straining somewhat.
DeSantis's campaign tweeted that there was so much excitement, we broke the internet. Others pointed out Twitter has faced issues for months since Musk cut a majority of his staff. Former President Donald Trump called the Twitter launch a disaster, while President Biden tweeted a link to donate to his own campaign, writing, "This link works."
A heads up, if you're driving through Johnston County, a section of U.S. 301 near Four Oaks will close for about a month. The DOT is replacing a drainage pipe underneath the pavement there. This area is near Forest Hills Drive, north of town. The closure is set to begin right after Memorial Day and is expected to wrap up in late June. Detour signs will be up in those places. Morrisville is celebrating the newest amenities at its community park. The town is hosting an event at 10:30 this morning to show them off. The park now features 3 pickleball courts, 3 tennis courts, new walking trails, and much more. The $2.7 million project was funded by the town's 2021 bond referendum.
It is 4:48, and today will be pleasant once again. We're going to stay dry, and then we get into the Memorial Day weekend, Elizabeth.
We're going to start on Friday with the potential for a few light showers down to the south. We're going to walk through that with Futurecast right now. But first of all, take a look downtown. Everything is nice and quiet. Today does stay mostly dry for us. Doesn't look like we'll have much of a chance for any showers today. Our temperature in the triangle is 53. It's a little cooler to the north, a little warmer down to the south, so a bigger spread in temperatures today. Our dew point still very pleasant. Down at 46. We have a nice dry air mass in place. We are starting off with cloudy skies, and much like yesterday, we should see those clouds breaking up during the afternoon. It's 43 in Roxborough, but 61 in Fayetteville, 64 in Clinton, 52 South Hill, 52 Southern Pines. Looking at, again, temperatures in the Triangle area, mostly in the low to mid 50s. We'll climb into the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. 76 in Raleigh and Durham, and 78 in Fayetteville, with some increasing sunshine later on this afternoon. Of course, the ACC baseball tournament continues at the DBAP today. We have some local teams playing. Carolina plays Virginia Tech at 3 o'clock, 76 degrees at game time. We'll hold it in the mid-70s. Should be really nice baseball weather. Our humidity stays low again today, and we'll see a bit of sunshine in the afternoon. And NC State plays Miami at 7 o'clock. Temperatures will drop into the 60s during game time. So, again, very pleasant, low humidity, feeling great. Let's jump into Futurecast. This morning, even though it's showing fairly clear skies, we're going to see a good bit of cloud cover to start with. And then after lunchtime, like yesterday, it's going to be just a mix of sun and clouds. You can see how things try to clear out a little bit overnight. We jump into Friday. This is lunchtime on Friday, and we begin to see just a little bit of rain. I wouldn't expect to see much rain falling until after sunset or so, but you can see down to the south, a few little waves try to sneak in here. But then after sunset, we'll start to see a better chance of rain, especially in our southern counties. And by 5 or 6 a.m., that rain has spread across the viewing area. And it just looks like it's going to be with us on and off for most of the day. There's 10 a.m. There's lunchtime. The model goes out to 2 o'clock this afternoon right now, but coming up in a few minutes, we'll extend it with our long-range model and take a look at Sunday and Monday also. Our normal high is 82. We're really looking cool on Saturday. It's 64 degrees. Looking at 71 on Sunday. It's going to be a cool, wet weekend, and that extends all the way through Monday, where we have a good chance for some rain as well. So Saturday's likely to be the wettest day. Sunday's still, you know, definitely on the wet side, and honestly into Monday, even Tuesday, we have a chance for some scattered thunderstorms. So we're just moving into a wet pattern, just as an inconvenient weekend to see it.
Elizabeth, thanks, I guess. Some desserts sold at a popular pizza chain have been linked to a salmonella outbreak.
Coming up, a warning you'll want to know about if you have a Papa Murphy sitting at home. It's grilling season, and even if you keep it clean and covered, grills don't last forever.
Unfortunately. Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur reveals 5 ways to tell it may be time to replace your grill.
Grills cook up delicious food, but they're a pretty big expense. So Consumer Reports wants you to check these things before buying a new one.
Picnics at the park, drives to the coast, camping, dining al fresco at home. There's so much to do in the summer in North Carolina, and that includes grilling. Here are the top 5 things CR says to look for. Number 1, a firebox that's cracked or rusted through.
Not only is it not going to cook well, but it's also unsafe.
There's really no fix for a damaged firebox. You'll need to replace your grill. Number 2, if a burner is pumping out uneven or yellow flames, that means there's a clog and your grill isn't getting as hot as it could be. Clean the holes in the burner tubes with a toothpick. If the flames go back to blue, it's fixed. If not, you can try new burners. And number three, grates that are flaking or cracked.
Flaking grates need to be replaced because it can actually break off and get into your food.
Next up, number four, cracked hoses and connectors.
If you've got a leaking or cracked hose, replace it immediately. The last thing you want is a gas leak near an open flame.
And finally, an iffy igniter.
An igniter is a part you want to replace immediately when it starts to falter because gas can build up inside the grill.
If you want to buy a new grill, Consumer Reports recommends Cuisinart's 5-burner dual fuel or even embers. But before buying a new one, check and see if your current grill is under warranty. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
According to that info, I have flirted with disaster with my grills many times.
Might want to get some parts fixed.
Right. Consumer Reports says when you're cleaning your grill, don't use a wire grill brush because the small sharp bristles can break off.
Yeah, and then they stick to the grates and then to your food and accidentally be swallowed. That would be a buzzkill for your cookout. A restaurant with locations here in the Triangle has been linked to a salmonella outbreak. Five on Your Side found this involves chocolate chip cookie dough and s'mores bars dough sold at Papa Murphy's pizza locations across the country. The FDA and CDC are investigating. So far, they've connected 18 illnesses to the outbreak. Those cases are in the western U.S., but there are several Papa Murphy's locations in the Triangle, Fayetteville, and Goldsboro. If you have this dessert dough in your fridge or freezer, you'll want to throw it out.
Coming up to the top of 5 o'clock here, it's the kickoff to the holiday and summer travel season. Coming up, how RDU is preparing for a busy Memorial Day weekend.
And it's the end of the road for the Canes, dropping game 4 to the Panthers in Florida. We'll hear from fans reflecting on the season.
And could taking your daily multivitamin also help slow memory loss? The science is promising, and we'll look at the latest findings just ahead at 5.